Just 3 days after recreational marijuana became legal in California, the Trump administration decided to move to enforce the federal ban on the drug. We get more from Capital Public Radio's Sammy Caola.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama-era policy that blocked U.S. attorneys from interfering with marijuana sales in states where the drug is legal. That means top federal prosecutors will be able to take action against recreational or medical marijuana grows, regardless of state law. Democratic Assemblyman Rob Bonta, one of the authors of California's recreational marijuana law, says lawmakers are already planning to fight back.
To me, it's similar to how we've stood up for and fought for and defended our immigrants in the wake of a federal administration that wants to engage in a full frontal assault on our immigrants. There's ways that we can stand up for our values and stand up for our voters and the will of the voters.
He says they'll push for a marijuana sanctuary bill, which would ban California law enforcement from cooperating with federal marijuana investigations. A version of it stalled in the Senate last year. California Attorney General Javier Becerra said he will protect any law-abiding cannabis business from federal action.
This is as intrusive as the federal government can get, and if they wish to try to do that, I think they're going to be very surprised by the reaction of everyday citizens in our state and throughout the country.
The California Bureau of Cannabis Control says regulation will move forward as planned. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.